John Pickett's notes that Paul remember what was discussed. So. That's off the record. So
back on the record.
Go ahead.
So yes, what's this going to cost the road department? It's going to cost $1 million. Actually, the latest ordinance is going to cost $1.5 million. That's exactly what it's going to cost. If you look at the historical carryover, we have carried over that every year. You talk about the emergencies and the rainy day fund; those funds are still there. Typically, in those emergencies, there are FEMA helps, there are federal helps that come in. They did with the tornadoes, they did with the floods, they did with the oil spill. So there are funds that come back in and help us when those emergencies happen that are not Faulkner County funds. So I've been very clear. And again, Judge Baker, I want to tell you again, I appreciate the job you've done. But sometimes it comes down to priority. And right now, the priority in my mind is getting the Sheriff's Department to a somewhat of an equal budget. In 2014, we had 32 road employees out of 44 budgeted. And we did our own asphalt. Today, we have 44 employees out of 45 budgeted, and we bid out our asphalt to a very large company. And they do a good job. But the reality is we've had a 38% increase in employees in the road shop since 2015. And those are great employees. We appreciate them. But they've been afforded that luxury because they had a penthouse budget. This will simply put funds where funds are needed. Will we have to manage a little better probably on the road shop side? A little more frugal? Absolutely. But to tell a mayor that they're not going to get any county funding or to call a school district and say, hey, we're not ever going to help you again, that simply is not something that somebody can say other than the man right there. And I don't believe you've told anybody that yet, have you?
I ain't opened my mouth.
Okay. So for anybody else to have gone out and told counties, our schools in the county, or cities that you aren't going to get any more help, this man right here tells me that he hadn't said it, and he's the one that makes his mind up on that.
I might say the person that said that county's administrator paid his own private driveway. I'll say that.
Did what?
The person that's going around saying that allegedly, his county administrator paid his driveway.
Well, you can't live in the past. We got to worry about tomorrow.
We are worried about tomorrow, and that's where this ordinance is going.
I don't even know where to live anymore.
Yeah, we are. So, again, to answer your question, Justice Pearson, yes, we've looked at it. I've looked at this for a long time. I'm going to tell you something. When former Sheriff Shock started reciting those numbers a while ago, it is really almost embarrassing what we pay our county sheriff's office employees. And I'm not talking about giving lock stock raises today. I'm just talking about getting them to a level where they know that this court and this county appreciate them. You know, we've got former Sheriff Shock sitting in here. We've got former Sheriff Rice somewhere in here. There he is. And we've got current Sheriff Riles. I'm going to tell you, I know you've heard from your mayors. I know you may have heard from your school superintendents. But I want you to listen to them, because I have. And they'll tell you how hard it is day in and day out. Sheriff, have we grown your personnel by any since you took over?
Zero.
Head count? You know why? Because he couldn't afford to. On a Friday or Saturday night right now in this county, there are times that there are three or less deputies. On a Friday or Saturday night? Now think about that. Think about if one's at Toad Suck and one's at Damascus, and I live in Bologna just outside the city limits, so I'm not covered, and somebody tries to break into my house. first off, I hope they don't. We're prepared. But if they do, what's going to be the response time if we've got two deputies on staff that night? I can tell you, I drive to Damascus almost every day to my store up there. It's a 45-minute drive to my house. To Tulsa, getting through the city, it's a 35-minute drive. They need more help. And for years, I am ashamed to say, Quorum Courts, not this court, but Quorum Courts in the past, have kicked them in the shins, or maybe even a little higher. And we can do something about that tonight. We can at least give the county population, the county voters, the opportunity to voice whether they want, you know what, I want smooth roads. I love smooth roads. But I also want safe streets. It's important. Sorry, I yield the floor. Justice Schott.
Justice Pearson, this is in response to what you had mentioned earlier. And I believe it was 2014 when we first started this discussion. Am I wrong?
Might have been 15 that we ran instead of 16.
It might have been 15. I don't recall exactly. At that time, the tornadoes that we had were in 2011
and 14.
And 2014, not 2013, 2011, 2014. So this was brought up after the tornadoes. There were 20, it was 24 million, roughly, give or take a million or two, in the county road budget. Then, former Justice Brady, my predecessor, thank you, chairman of the roads committee, he paved so many roads in District 10. He was chairman of the roads, and we need roads, but guess what? I had several people come to me and say, man, they're not hurting for any money at the road budget. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? They paved Otto Road, and it didn't even need paving. Justice Lahosky, his predecessor, he even put up a sign that said, this county road paved by Justice Dan Tessick. Everybody remembers that. And something I started seeing all around my district was this road paved by your county road tax sales tax, something to that effect. So this is my thinking. I may be wrong, but this is my opinion. I sat in the administration of the sheriff's office for 6 years and was sheriff after that, so I have a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of historical knowledge. In my opinion, that if that were to go to a vote, and the John Q. public realizes, well, my gosh, there's $24 million in this account that they're not using, why would we not vote to fund the sheriff's office? And I think some people seen that as a vulnerability, so guess what? They started paving all kinds of roads. Now, some needed it. Nobody could argue that. But I know for a fact several roads were repaved that were in A-plus condition. So, that's my take on that.
Just in case, I feel like this needs to be pointed out, the Quorum Court is actually not voting to make this change.
Correct.
And we are voting to send it to the ballot, which I think is probably one of the most democratic things that we can do as being elected officials of the county. I mean, this is going to the ballot to let the people vote on. I mean, let's just remember that. The decision is not being made tonight. A group of 13 elected officials is voting on whether or not this is going to be put on the ballot for the residents of Faulkner County to vote on. Okay, I think that's how it should be. I don't even know if legally we have the authority to do that, but even if we did, I would not be in support of that. So let's remember, this is going to be voted on if it's passed by the people that live in this county.
Justice Rowe.
Yes, I just wanted to point out a few things that I've heard from different justices, and one of them, one term was robbing funds from the road department to pay for another fund. That is incorrect language. That is money management, and that is managing your money well. It is not robbing funds. When you look within your budget to pay for expenses that are in dire need, that is money management. That's not robbing funds. Second of all, the term camp was used. I don't know what camp you're referring to. However, the first thing that came to my mind was our sheriff is in a detention camp. And we're starving our sheriff's office, and it's time that we stop. So I am not for a new tax. I don't think the taxpayers are for new taxes. The last thing we need to do is raise a tax on the working people of Faulkner County. I support letting the people decide how important their public safety is. I have had nothing but 100% support to let this go in front of the people. So that will be my vote if it comes up for vote. I'm very proud of what you've done, Judge Baker, and what the past judges have done. I'm very proud of some of the things that the court has done. But in all honesty, Judge Baker, including you, we should all be embarrassed that we have allowed our sheriff's office to deteriorate to the condition. Any one of you go into the jail and look at them. We have allowed our sheriff's office to starve. We have allowed our employees of the sheriff's office to starve. So they are in a detention camp, in my opinion. So I kind of like that term used, camp. But as a member of the Quorum Court, I'm embarrassed. I knew it was an issue when I ran for office. I knew it was an issue I wanted to help correct. But I did not know it was severe. And I really think that we're doing the right thing by putting it in front of the people. Let the people decide what is important to them. Is their public safety important? Are the roads important? And I really think we're going to find that our road department is not going to suffer. And these threats, I'm so disappointed to hear about these threats of how we're not going to pave roads in certain areas. And I don't take very well to threats or scare tactics. And I'm saddened to hear that that is the case. You know, that's all I've got to say.
Ms. Woman.
Thank you.
First off, I would like to agree with Justice Rowland and Justice Cates.
You're going to have to change the microphone.
Sorry.
You're just going to have to check.
When they're reminding all of the rest of the justices that this is just a vote to allow the people of our county to vote on this change of the sales tax. Just a moment ago, I got a notice on my phone saying that 100 years ago today, the right for women to vote was passed. This is something that the people of this county should be allowed to decide for this county. I know I mentioned this previous in a different meeting, but Justice Pearson asked, why have we not heard how this would affect the road department? The road department, statistically, throughout all of the years that I've come before the court, has not been made to present that information to you. We have always come before this court with information, evidence. We were honest and transparent about it when asked. We were prepared when asked. Information that we would put out sometimes was twisted, and we would have to dispute it. But we always came to the court with information to provide to you all. It is not always treated that way on the other side. I don't understand why the road department does not have that answer for you, Mr. Pearson. But I believe that our department has come before this court numerous times and told you exactly what our needs are and exactly why we do not have enough funding for that. I know I've spoken in a previous meeting about the treatment of law enforcement officers and how we live our lives when we work in law enforcement. And it is apparent that not only is our county underpaid, but other law enforcement But I would like to just, I'm just curious, when anybody walked in the door today, were you called any names? Because I know that our employees were, when they came to this meeting tonight, by people that were against this sales tax being reallocated, saying that roads were more important than the prison systems. Roads were more important than public safety. You need to understand, and please understand, that this is just putting this for the public to vote on. Thank you.
Oh, hands are up for you.
Yes, sir. I've got a question tonight. How many mayors do we have here tonight? Conley, Justice up here, Pierce, I believe is your name, sir. I hear a lot of questions being asked.
Point of order, we have the speaker identify himself, please.
Yeah, my name is Brian Tyner, and I am a citizen of Conley and Faulkner County.
Thank you.
I live at 23 Sarah Lane. I'm also a reserve deputy here at Faulkner County Sheriff's Office, and I also run a business here in the city of Conley. That's who I am. I don't hear the questions being asked. One of the questions I want to know is how many police officers, patrol officers, are there in the city of Conway? I asked that question today, and I got an answer. And I think you'd be shocked.
Can I answer?
You bet. Go ahead.
Typically 17 per shift.
17 per shift. This Sunday, at approximately 12 o'clock, I'm at Rooster Road in 64. A possible stabbing victim is on the ground. I am the closest unit. I have to drive a code from 64 in Rooster to the other side of Maple in a vehicle with over 130,000 miles on it. I do this for free. I'm curious. Is the mayor of Conway here, Mark?
He was here earlier. He had to go. Yeah.
What do you think a citizen of Conway would do if they had to wait the 20 minutes it took me to get there with somebody who's possibly stabbed if they lived in the city of Conway? I can tell you what I'd say if that was my kid laying out there. I'd want to know what's going on. 17 a shift. Think about that. How much money? I'm curious. How much money has the Faulkner County Roads Department spent in the city of Conway in the last 4 years on economic development when 60% of the people in the county can't get internet? I'm curious. Does anybody know that answer?
I can get it for you.
Okay.
I can get it.
We all know that.
I think the city chamber estimates that it's over $5 million in the last 5 years. Over $8 million.
Over $8 million in 5 years.
If that's correct. That was
and yet we're still putting $1 million to $1.5 million a year in a reserve account for the roads part. And did I misunderstand that? No? Okay. Well, I run a $30 million a year business, folks, and it doesn't take, and I'm not a rocket scientist, but it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to figure out this is a misallocation of funds. And then to have somebody sitting there telling these mayors that they're not going to get any roads paved in their cities, I'd be pretty upset about that. But there's going to be a lot of money pushed back against this because there's a lot of money going to a department that, frankly, there's not a lot of people getting rich in law enforcement. There are a lot of people making good money in the road department, not necessarily our employees at the county, but the people that sell us the equipment that we buy asphalt from. Yeah, we're still spending $8 million in 5 years in the city of Conway. And as I was driving from my house over here, 23 Sarah Lane, there's 100 trees fixing to get planted where they just put a new sprinkler system on a road that's got nothing but dirt on half where the old airport used to be. And we're talking about how there's people on this court that don't want to send this to or having questions about how this is going to hurt our county funding. Well, I just think there needs to be the right questions being asked. And if they've got 17 officers covering roughly one-tenth of the area, that these officers, that these deputies are covering in new Tahoes, and we're driving, it doesn't matter, but over 100,000 mile vehicle with bad tires because they can't afford to get the equipment they need. You vote against putting this in front of the public, and if it does pass, I think we ought to be real honest to the public about what we're voting on, and calling people and telling them that, mayors, you're not going to get anything in your city and school district, you're not going to get any help. I don't know who did that, and I would just question their motives. That's all I have to say. I just have a few questions. I wish somebody would give me the answers.
Thank you, Mr. Tyler.
Judge Baker, I think Ms. Paulette has two individuals in courtroom B that asked if they could speak.
Well, sure, this thing's open. I mean,
Paulette?
Let me say something about our seating. The fire marshal told us under the guideline we got, that's why we have to limit the seating in here. It's not something we dreamed of. Fire marshal come and told us how many people that we can sit in this room.
Something I want to add to what's been going on. So, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's got their own opinion, and that's fair. I mean, I think everybody deserves that right. But if there are people out there that are spreading false information to honestly push people towards their way of thinking, and especially I'm not saying it is, but if it is public officials or elected officials in these cities or counties, you'd be ashamed of yourself.
They should be.
I mean, that's pathetic. I mean, in my
former county employees who you're
former
referring to.
Judge.
Former county employees.
I don't mind.
It doesn't matter. I mean, there's a right way to do things, and there's a wrong way to do things. It's not that hard to do the right thing. It really isn't. And so if there's somebody in there that's a part of that, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I'm not apologizing for saying that, because that's ridiculous.
Paulette, you said that somebody wants to discuss something.
No, they've already come in.
Oh, okay. Thanks for being here, Paulette. A lot of people don't know you. Tell you the truth, she runs the count.
Does a good job.
She runs the count.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Other discussion on the ordinance.
Judge, if I might, for a last little comment, I just want to make sure everybody understands. This is not to get us up to a position that, you know, we got a little extra money now. We can actually kick back and take care of some things. This is actually getting our feet under us and getting us to a position where we can remain operational. That's all this does. This ain't near enough money, what we need. You know, but this is exactly where we need to get our feet underneath us and keep us operational. So I just want to make sure that's clear.
Thanks.
Your Honor, no other discussion. I'd like to close from our ordinance.
Okay. You got the floor.
You know, government's first responsibility is public safety. Again, I live in the county. Part of my district's in the county, part of my district's in the city of London. And we have good roads. But yeah, there's some roads out there that need some attention. You know, several years back, there were some JP districts that got a little more attention than ours. But if the judge can come forward and show us that there's a plan, and I think that Justice Knight, with infrastructure, they had that meeting the other night, there can still be a plan for county roads being paid. That money's not going to go away. There's still going to be annually over $10 million spent on roads if this money is reallocated. That's a lot of money. In 2011, there was approximately $3.9 million that went to the county road budget. If this allocation takes place, next year there will be right at $4 million that will go to the county road budget. They're buying asphalt today cheaper than they bought it back then. It's a fact. You can look it up. So we will be able to take care of the roads today, next year, better than we have. There may not be the big surplus, the big carryover that there has been, but if you go back and look historically, there's been at least $2 million annually that has been carried over. There will still be some carryover. I've got confidence that the judge and his people will budget effectively. You know, you've heard from former Sheriff Schott. You've heard from former Sheriff Rice in the past. You've heard from Sheriff Riles tonight, from some of the Sheriff's Office employees. Let's get them to where they can just get their head above water. Again, I want smooth roads, but I'm begging you, let's make sure the streets of Faulkner County stay safe. I ask for a good vote.
Let me clear one point up.
Yes, sir.
On the asphalt, we're buying it cheaper than anybody in the state of Arkansas. We're getting it laid down cheaper than we can do it ourselves. So that's why we chose to go that way, and I'm going to continue to do that. But that's a clear thing. You calling for the vote?
Yes, sir.
Before y'all vote, can I ask y'all if y'all will change the ordinance number to 2022, in that I was confused about what the attorney was trying to explain to me?
Can that be the common consent?
I would ask that we amend it.
You'd ask that we amend it.
Again, I don't want there to be any
right.
I not dotted or T not crossed on this. So I make a motion that we amend the reallocating sales and use tax ordinance to ordinance 20-22.
Second. Motion been made to second. Amend the ordinance 20-22 instead of 20-24. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Move forward.
Call for the vote.
We're called, folks been called for on use tax, sales tax use ordinance 20-22. Madam Secretary, would you call the vote?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Abstain.
Pearson.
No.
Pickett.
No.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Ordinance 20-22 does pass. All right.
Your Honor, the next item will be a resolution calling for a special election.
What's this mean?
Yes, sir.
It's under tab 4.
Yes, sir.
It's under tab 4.
Didn't even get ahead of me.
All right. Turn to tab 4. And the first thing I need to do is can I get a resolution number?
We'll get this one right the first time. 07.
Resolution
20-07.
20-07. Okay. All right. What is your pledge?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we consider this resolution, discuss it, and then have a vote on it.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for Resolution 20-07. Counselor, would you read the resolution?
Resolution 20-07, a resolution calling for the special election and placing a ballot referendum to the people during the general election in Faulkner County, Arkansas, on the question of reallocation of a 0.5% sales and use tax within Faulkner County, Arkansas, and prescribing other matters pertaining thereto. Whereas the Quorum Court initially passed Ordinance Number 99-24, establishing a 0.5% sales and use tax in 1999, and this tax was approved by a majority of the Faulkner County voters in a special election held in 2000. And whereas such tax was passed pursuant to Title 26, Chapter 74, the Arkansas Code, 1987, annotated, and whereas the Quorum Court, after consideration of several factors, decided on August 18, 2020, that a revised allocation of the sales and use tax was appropriate at this time, and whereas the Quorum Court is charged with the responsibility to use tax revenues in the most efficient, responsible manner possible, and whereas the Quorum Court, in order to provide additional funds to sustain the Sheriff's Department, changed the indicated use of revenues derived from the sales and use tax passed in 1999 from 50-50 to 35% for the County Road Department and 60% for criminal justice purposes, 2.5% for personnel expenses to be used for animal control, 2.5% to fund 911 operations. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, that Article 1, that there be and is hereby called a special election to be held on November 3rd, 2020, at which election there shall be submitted to the electors of Faulkner County the question of the reallocation of the sales and use tax passed in 2000. Article 2, that the question of the reallocation of the 0.5% sales and use tax passed in 2000 shall be placed on the ballot for the election in substantially the following form. Vote on the measure by placing an X in the square opposite the measure either for or against. Reallocation of the county sales and use tax. In 2000, during a special election, the majority of the electors of Faulkner County approved a 1.5% sales and use tax within the county to be distributed evenly between the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office and the Faulkner County Road Department. This referendum changes the indicated use of revenues derived from the county's 1.5% local sales and use tax, the net collections of which remaining after deduction of the administrative charges of the state of Arkansas and required rebates to be distributed in the following manner: 60% to the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office for criminal justice purposes, 35% to the Faulkner County Road Department, 2.5% to fund personnel expenses to be used for animal control within Faulkner County, and 2.5% to fund operations necessary to continue the 911 service in Faulkner County. Four against. Article 3, that the election shall be held and conducted in the vote canvassed and the results declared under the law in the manner now provided for county elections, unless otherwise provided in Title 26, Chapter 74, Subchapter 4 of the Arkansas Code 1987, annotated authorizing legislation, and only qualified voters of the county shall have the right to vote at the election. Article 4, a copy of this resolution shall be provided to the Faulkner County Board of Election Commissioners so that the necessary election officials and supplies may be procured. The commissioners and county judges are authorized and requested to take prompt actions in compliance with ACA Section 2674209 in the event the measure is approved by the electors. Article 5, that the results of the election shall be proclaimed by the county court, and this proclamation shall be published one time in a newspaper having general circulation in the county. Article 6, that the county judge and quorum court for and on behalf of the county be and are hereby authorized and directed to do any and all things necessary to call and hold the special election as herein provided, and if the reallocation of the sales and use tax is approved by the electors, to cause the sales and use tax to be collected in accordance with authorizing legislation, and to perform all acts of whatever nature necessary in a timely fashion to carry out the authority conferred by this ordinance. Article 7, that all ordinances and parts thereof in conflict herewith are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Now therefore be it resolved by the quorum court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, this body calls a special election for the electors of Faulkner County to approve the reallocation of the Faulkner County sales and use tax passed by the quorum court on August 18, 2020. There's also a certificate on the back page for the county clerk as well. It reads, the undersigned county clerk of Faulkner County hereby certifies the foregoing pages are true and perfect. Copy of ordinance number blank passed at a regular session of quorum court of Faulkner County held a regular meeting place of quorum court on this day of August 2020, and that the resolution is a record of resolution record book number page now in my possession.
You heard the resolution read. The floor is now open for discussion.
Your Honor?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we amend resolution 20-07 as follows. Under the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th, whereas, where it talks about expenses for personnel for animal control, and next page under the reallocation of the county sales tax where it talks about personnel expenses, my motion would be that both of those reflect what we changed in the amendment in ordinance 20-22 paragraph, I'm sorry, section 2 paragraph 2.
Second. Well, been made and seconded for an amendment to match what we put into the ordinance. Is that the way?
Yes, sir.
Is that the best way to say it?
Yep.
I can try to remember, but I think that's the best way. Motion's on the floor to amend this resolution 20-07 to reflect identical to what the changes were made in the ordinance.
Is that okay?
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hang on, I do want to make one point. So, again, on that 6 o'clock call last night for everybody, I want to be very transparent again before we cast this vote. Philip talked with the attorney from the Friday firm, and I think there was a little bit of question on the way that this ordinance was written because, Philip, correct me, Councilor Murphy, excuse me, we had, in the original ordinance, we talked about Section 2 in this ordinance, and in fact, this is Section 4, where this sales tax is written. Is that correct?
Subchapter 4, yes, sir.
Subchapter 4, excuse me. So, there was a little concern from the the way I understand the conversation with the way that was written, I think that we've cleared that now. But I want everybody to be aware that the attorney that looked at that, and look, that's what they get paid to do. Tax attorneys get paid to do it. There was some question, though, that Sections 1, Section 2, and Section 3 all call specifically for ways to reallocate, whereas Section 4 does not. That's the way Faulkner County's tax is written, is through Section 4. Is that correct?
There is no Section 1, but you're correct on Section 2 and Section 3. Okay. Yes, sir.
Pardon. So again, I think that there, and again, you hear all kinds of things over the last 2 weeks. There is the potential, want to make sure everybody's aware, that somebody who doesn't want this to happen, you know, you talked about money a while ago, that there may be some type of a lawsuit filed. I want everybody to understand that I was given that information last night. He can probably elaborate on it a little better than I did.
We talking about the amendment, or are we talking about the whole thing?
We're talking about this resolution.
The resolution.
Yes.
We need to be talking about the amendment. That's what's on.
I apologize. Okay, I apologize.
I mean, really,
yeah, we'll vote on the amendment, and then I'll come back to that. I apologize.
I'm getting off track.
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Before we vote on the amendment, on the original ordinance 20-22, we had removed language in Section 4 where it mentioned the ACA 26-74-208. Yeah. Is it okay that language is in Article 4 of the resolution?
That's a good pickup. I hadn't picked it up earlier, but you're right. We need to amend Section 4.
Wasn't the motion to reflect the ordinance?
Yeah, how about let's vote on this one, and then let's come back and do this one. Yeah. Let's do these separately. It'd be cleaner that way.
Great.
So I call for the vote.
I'm calling for the amendment.
So, if I may, I think the motion on the table, Your Honor, is that the amendment is made in two places. And the first one is the last whereas, that we include and operation, the words, in between personnel and expenses, just as we did to mirror the ordinance. And the second place is on the ballot itself, 2.5% to fund personnel and include the words and operation. So we need a vote on the inclusion in those two particular places. And then we can take up Justice Rowland's point.
Y'all understand everybody all the days, I'm just doing this. Do we need to roll call vote? We can vote voice, can we?
Yes, sir.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Amendment does carry. Now back to...
I think Justice Rowland has a proposed amendment.
And yeah, proposed amendment.
And Justice Rowland, if I can, perhaps maybe suggest that we delete the words in compliance with ACA 2674209. So that.
Correct.
Yep.
In Article 4, yes.
You making that for a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Where are we at?
Article 4.
The motion then would be under Article 4 on the second sentence to read, the commissioners and county judge are authorized and requested to take prompt actions in the event the measure is approved by the electors. So it's deleting the words in compliance with ACA
2674209. And why is that?
Stop after prompt action.
Because we removed it from the original ordinance.
209 refers to the subsection, or excuse me, the subchapter that was not utilized by the Quorum Court back in 1999. That's a separate.
Or it was not used.
That was not used. We removed something similar on the ordinance.
Number.
Before, that's right. So we're just taking out reference to subchapter 2.
But 209, was that a reference in the original?
It was not referenced in the original, no, sir.
Judge.
Yeah.
Counselor, should we reference that same statute in subchapter 4?
Well, that would be great, but as Justice Good pointed out, that's the problem. There's not a similar statute in subsection 4. There's a reallocation, but only after it's been denied by the voters. Subchapter 4, well, we can talk about that in greater detail, but we're one of four counties that uses that subchapter. And This legislation has not been amended as well or as much as subchapter 2 and subchapter 3. There's actually other subchapters that deal with other county issues. But for sales tax issues, you essentially have these three subchapters. And we're sort of in an antiquated, and I don't mean that negatively, but we're in a seldom used subchapter. And it puts us in a precarious position. But I put this term in here earlier, wrongly thinking that we were under subchapter 2 at the beginning. And subchapter 2 does have a way to change the intended use of funds and send it to reallocation. But there's not a similar statute in subchapter 4.
Okay. All I was looking at was the fact that that number 209 or whatever it was, that was titled Conduct of Election and Results. And then I saw the same thing under subchapter 4, so I didn't. But that makes sense what you're saying.
No problem.
Or it works for me.
Some point of clarification for Justice Good. So we've heard discussion that is specifically mentioned in the Section 2 and Section 3, but in Section 4, it doesn't prohibit it, it's just silent.
That's correct. So Councilor Murphy and I had a discussion last night. You know, again, the attorney from the Friday firm seems to think that might be somewhat problematic. I talked to a couple of different counselors today, one of them who is sales tax intelligent. Sales tax is a very unique specialty amongst attorneys. He thinks that it's perfectly fine. I'll let Councilor Murphy speak for himself if he has an opinion one way or the other.
It is entirely difficult to grasp anything from the absence, both of prohibition or speaking for. There's no Attorney General's opinion. Like I said, there's only four counties that use it. We would be setting the standard for the other three counties if they ever decided they wanted to reallocate. To my knowledge, this wasn't an issue that was discussed, or I could find no records of a memorandum in which it had been a problem previously when the quorum court discussed reallocation. I would say this is the biggest legal obstacle, though, that we have in defending it. And I think, as Justice Good pointed out, reasonable legal minds differ, and there's not a consensus. In fact, just as Justice Good indicated, I also reached out to several attorneys, and it's about 50-50, where half of them think, yeah, you're going to lose if challenged, and half of them think, no, it's perfectly acceptable. So that's probably putting out too much in some ways, but at least everybody understands kind of what we're up against in this resolution.
Fair enough.
Other discussion on this amendment?
I think Justice Rowland needs 1 second, Your Honor.
I do. Just 1 second. Yeah. So we just want to point out here, under the whereas, once you the last one, whereas on the front page, it says 75% criminal justice purposes. And yeah, it should be 60 now. And
where are you at?
The last whereas.
I don't see 75.
I don't see 75. I got 60.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. 60. Yeah. Okay, we're reading another one. But it does read that it's for criminal justice purposes. Should that not read like the first Butler County Sheriff's Office for criminal justice purposes? Does that not lead it real broad?
First of all, because this is in the introductory section, it's really more used as a reference, not as the order, if you will, the actual proclamation. So generally, anything that has wherefore in it is just a brief synopsis of the history. So no, it is not spelled out in that paragraph specifically the way it was spelled out in earlier, but some of that's just to keep things simple. If you wanted to spell it out, you could. There's nothing wrong against that. I think just a matter of brevity, it was alleviated.
Okay. Thank you.
Just Rosie, you comfortable with what your motion was?
My motion was to amend Article 4 in the resolution and delete out in compliance with the ACA blah, blah, blah number.
My question was, are you comfortable the way you've got your amendment for it?
Yes.
Okay. Other discussion?
I'll second that motion if nobody else.
It's been seconded.
Okay, I'll second.
Yes, it's been seconded.
Okay, sorry. I didn't hear you.
There ain't discussion.
Don't muddy the waters.
All right. I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. No, I'm going to lost track. Anybody on the feed want to make a question? I don't want to overlook y'all. It's easy to overlook you, but okay. Do we need a roll call or
I think you can.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
The ayes have it. It is the
So
we
don't need a roll call to take that to the vote.
All right. Now then, we're back to discussing.
I'm talking to myself, sorry.
The resolution 220-7 as presented. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, you got the floor.
As amended. I'll be open for any other discussion.
Judge Baker, I have a question. This may be for Councilor Murphy. And once again, like you said, you've got several different subchapters in state code that we're referencing here, so I want to make sure I'm getting something. I don't know what some of this language is going to be, so that's why I'm asking, because I'm like, Justice Good, I want to make sure we dot our I's and cross our T's as we need to be. It calls for a certain use of a valid title in that Arkansas state statute. What I found calls for a little box for adoption of a percent sales and use tax for blank county. Yep. Tell me how that changes in this situation.
So that's a good question. When what Justice Lahosky has pointed out, there's a specific statute within this subchapter 4 which spells out how a ballot title should look, and essentially it differs a little bit from the ballot title that you have, in part because that's a levying statute. So initially, when this went on the ballot in 2000, that's the way it looked. The problem is this is not a levying issue. This is a reallocation. So in using the reallocation form, Justice Good and I both had conversations about the form and how it should look, but what I'll call the preamble form, meaning having a paragraph that states forth the history of it and then what they're voting for, was more prevalent among every county that had a reallocation or even a new tax, that this had been approved. And from the best research that I can, I think we looked at maybe 15 different elections that took place. And basically the idea being the more simpler it is in the box, then the more likely it would be to be upheld. So if you tried to kind of take that preamble and put it in a very long sentence and what they're voting for or against, you have a higher chance of it being dismissed by a judge.
Perfect. That answers my question. Thank you.
Other discussion? Folks online, I don't want to forget you. Any questions or discussions about the resolution 20-7? Oh, 07. Hearing no further discussion, Madam Secretary, would you call the vote?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Abstain.
Pearson.
No.
Pickett.
No.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Resolution 20-07 does pass. Turn to tab 5 under new business. Proposed ordinance 20-19. Well, let me ask this question.
Yes, sir.
Now then, what's the next step? Counselor, what's the next step? We passed it. We've sent it to the public. We all serve at the will of the public. But what is the next step?
One, a copy of this will be given to the Election Commission, and the Election Commission will meet and have that put on the ballot for November 3rd.
Okay.
At that point, the votes will be tallied and certified. If it passes, then we'll have to do, I think, a court order or proclamation, one of the two. Some of that involves publication in the newspaper. And then beginning January 1st, we'll essentially act as if it was a brand new, if it passes, it would act as if it's a brand new tax. So the money collected on January 1st, I believe, then would see in March or something like that, 2 months later. Is that about right, Scott?
Yes. If it's collected in 1 month and it's distributed to the vendors, and then DFNA distributes to us next month.
All I want to know is what the next step is and who's got to get it worked.
You're
not going to just hand them this resolution. You're going to hand them some ballot title that goes on the ballot. Is that right?
That's part of the resolution, though.
Yeah
the resolution.
You're not going to give them the whole resolution? Okay.
And it will be published very quickly as well.
Okay. I just want to know what the next step is.
I do have a question. Is on the ballot, does it say when the tax is supposed to start?
It does. Okay. And I think the wording is actually in the ordinance. And I think the specific wording that we included was to be, let's see if I have it here. It's the last section, but beginning January 1st, 2021,
okay.
All revenues collected from that point forward.
That's all. I just knew that DFNA won't start running until
I wish I hadn't erased it, but I didn't know what the next step was. Everybody clear on the next step now as far as Counselor and Margaret gets together and get to the... Okay. All right. Turn to tab 5. Proposed Ordinance 20-19.
Judge, I move the court consider Proposed Ordinance 20-19.
Second.
Motion been made and second to court 20-19.
Move we read by title only.
Amen. Counselor, read the title only.
Proposed Ordinance 20-19 be enacted by the Quorum Court of County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 19-48, December 17, 2019.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on 20-19. I'll yield the floor to Justice Pickett, Finance Chair.
Yeah, there are two. Section 1 has to do with a grant at Homeland Security. Section 2, 3, and 4 are a shift, is a transfer of funds inside the coroner's office budget. It's a routine, no problems with it.
Any discussion?
I'll call a question.
Question's been called for. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
He's in the restroom.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance becomes 20-19. All right. Turn to tab 6. We have proposed ordinance 2020.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve ordinance 2020. I'm debating whether I want him to read the whole thing, though. I guess I'll go ahead and include that we read it by title only.
Second.
Amen. Counselor, would you read the ordinance by title only?
Ordinance 20-20, sponsored by the Courts and Public Safety Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an emergency ordinance concerning Faulkner County animal control.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for discussion, and we'll yield to Chairman of the Court of Public Safety.
Thank you, Your Honor. So what we're doing here is the Courts of Public Safety Committee, with a, also input from a number of JPs not sitting on the committee. We appreciate their input as well. But you can see the areas highlighted in red are some of the changes that we have been made. I appreciate Justice Boyer really taking the lead and running with this, working with our county civil attorney. Justice Boyer, do you have any specific comments that you'd like to make regarding the changes that we made?
I think the changes we made have been discussed, and the committee advanced it to the full form court, and I encourage everybody to vote for it.
Thank you, Justice Boyer. And I think the one key item of note, I mean, it's pretty self-evident by reading, it's cleaned up some wording from the original ordinance, but also we changed some of the fines. I'll note that we, Section 16 under penalties, we actually reduced a first offense penalty, and then we increased some of the second and additional penalties. Judge, that's all the comments that I have.
Other discussion on this 20-20 ordinance. Vicious dog orders is what we call them. I've got one.
Yes, sir.
Police goes out. Is a vicious dog. They apprehend the dog and take him to a designated location. Can the owner get that dog back?
I think
the answer is it depends.
If he wants to.
I think I'm opening up a keg of worms, but I think that's already been something pointed out to me. Is the rightful owner comes and pays the fees and all that, and they get the dog back.
Are you talking about a vicious
dog? I'm talking about a vicious dog.
Vicious dog.
Well, that's what the ordinance is about, more than
yes.
Judge Baker, if I can answer that briefly, and part of that, to piggyback on what Justice Higgins said in regards to it depends, where if it is taken in because it has attacked somebody or it has violated part of the ordinance that may designate it as a dog that needs to be euthanized, at that point there's a hearing that would take place in front of a district or circuit court judge in which the owner would have the ability to present evidence, and the judge would then make the decision of whether or not the dog should be euthanized. So it depends. It depends on the circumstances.
I know if the sheriff sends folks out to get a vicious dog and he has to take possession of it, he probably don't want to give the dog back to anybody. He never took possession of it to start with. But that got raised, and I thought I'd ask. I think if you've got a vicious dog, you lose your rights to claim ownership if you ain't taking care of the dog myself. If you're not taking care of your own dog, you lose the right of ownership.
Well, and to that point, there's two different issues, one being the vicious dog and two being a dog that doesn't seem to have an owner. And both of those
running
issues...
Loose. One dog running loose.
That's right. And both those issues are covered by this ordinance.
Right. Other questions? I'm not going to belabor the topic. Thank you, Justice Boyer, for the work you put in on this, too. Do you have any discussion you'd like to add right now for the vote?
Only thing that I would throw in, I mentioned it the other night at the committee meeting, I did have conversations with Mayor Holland from Mayflower, who has agreed in principle that he would provide some facilities for holding a vicious animal that the sheriff's department, sheriff's deputy would pick up. And being a part of the legislative body of the Quorum Court, not part of the executive body of the Quorum Court, I cannot make a contract with the mayor of Holland for that agreement. Judge, that will be up to you to come up with a contract in writing.
The discussion on this.
Is this the first of three readings?
Emergency.
Yes, sir. Because it's an emergency ordinance, it doesn't have the three readings, but it does require a two-thirds majority vote.
Thank you, counsel. Did you get get your question asked. I don't know who asked it. I'm sorry.
Justice Knight.
Justice Knight, did you get your question asked?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Other discussion. Point of clarification, I do not know if Mayflower has a kill facility. That may be an issue. I know it's been an issue in the past, Randy Watson. I don't really know if they have one.
Yeah,
we'll cross that bridge when we get there. If they're willing to take it, we'll cross it. Sheriff, you the one fully enforcing this. You got any questions on it?
Well, the only questions I've got, I know you have to say when we go pick up one, because we don't have the facilities, the training, the equipment to be getting dogs, that we'll be at the mercy of somebody who is that until, unless we get some funding, that we would be able to afford that opportunity.
May I respond, sir?
You bet. You bet. Please.
And this came up in the discussions that the Mayor Holland and I had.
Yes, sir.
And he said he does have facilities. He does have personnel, and he does have equipment. And at your request, or the deputy's request, whomever, that could be worked out. And there again, I'm not throwing the thing all on the judge, but that has to be a contract that the judge and the mayor have to negotiate. We have no jurisdiction.
Perfect. Outside that, I have no questions. I think it's good.
I appreciate it. The chief down there called me. And all, and he said, we've got the facility and we will support the county in this effort. And after I'd asked the mayor if he had you went personally down there and talked to him. My understanding, we will, from a liability standpoint, need a contract and what they're setting up.
Perfect.
So we will work on that. Other discussion on this ordinance. Been called for. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Present.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett. Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Motion. Proposal ordinance 20-20 does pass. Turn with me to tab 7. Proposed ordinance 20-21. County Board Transparency. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that we put proposed ordinance 20-21 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Okay. Put it on the table for discussion. Counselor, would you read the ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 20-21, sponsored by Chris Kendrick, be enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled County Board Transparency Report Ordinance. Whereas the citizens of Faulkner County expect transparent county government, it is imperative to publish reports of all boards that require a public appointment which conduct business that is vital to county operations. Whereas the citizens of Faulkner County need to be able to view all opportunities for public service so they can have adequate time to apply and understand requirements to serve their fellow citizens on county boards. Now, therefore, be enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, 1. All boards shall be posted on the Faulkner County website to include, but not limited to, the Equalization Board, Library Board, Museum Commission, Volunteer Fire Department Board, Public Facility Board, Election Commission, Emergency Squad, Law Library Board, Lake Conway Community Wastewater Utility Board. 2. Each board shall have the following information posted. Ordinance or law creating committee, purpose of the board, applicable state laws that govern each board, requirements for those serving on the board, pay amount if applicable, board information, board member information. 1. Name, phone number, and email and addresses of each member. 2. Who appoints the member, i.e. county judge, school district, cities, quorum court. 3. Term information, dates appointed, and when term expires. 3, the board vacancy shall be posted on the county website for 1 month to allow applications from citizens of Fulton County. 4, the board information shall be updated after a new appointment has been made and or at a minimum annually.
You've heard proposed ordinance 20-1 read. Floor is now open for discussion. Chris, you sponsor. Take the floor.
Yes, sir. I just know with some of the recent appointments that the Quorum Court had to deal with, that it seemed like one of the things that did need some transparency brought to it. And I know we all had a lot of questions in some of these meetings on applicable laws, appointments, terms, expirations, who was actually even serving on some of these boards. And I know if us justices have those questions, that I know the average citizen isn't going to be able to get that information as well. So I just thought this would be a way, sponsoring this transparency ordinance and presenting it to the court, that we could have all of the board information posted on the county website for everybody in the county to see. For citizens that are interested in for applying these boards, all the requirements would be set out, the terms would be set out, any pay if it was applicable, and just putting all that information out there for everybody to see, I think it would be very helpful for the court itself and Faulkner County government, as well as the citizens of Faulkner County. So, and this is just the first reading of it.
You did state this going to be...
Yes, sir.
There's been two more readings.
Yes, sir. There's no
more. Jerry, you had your hand up.
Well, I was just going to ask, is this information already published?
Best of my knowledge, it's all published, except some details that you asked me.
I'm looking. I don't know.
I'll have to ask counselor when we advertise the job.
I don't think I have the answers necessarily on every board of what is published on the website right now. Certainly, I don't think we have historically advertised for 1 month. Some of that depends on when there's a opening or when there's a vacancy and when the next quorum court meeting
is. So that's
a
change.
That would be a change. There's not a specific policy on board members, to my knowledge.
Okay. Our HR director handles this. In other words, have you visited with the HR director about anything in this that we might have? Have you visited with the HR director?
No, sir. I just know through my searchings on the website that information was very sporadic at best, and this would be a way to clean that up and make it easily accessible to everyone in the county.
My one question right now for what I don't know of any appointments we make in the school district.
Judge, some of these appointments by state law are made by various organizations. Counselor, this might be better answered by you, but some of them are made by various people. I know, let's say, keyboard, the Quorum Court, I believe, has two appointments. The county judge appoints one. I believe state law says school districts and then the cities. How those actually get appointed, I don't know. They're outside of our purview. But just specifically listing, if there's a member there, then who appointed that member? Who's that appointment made by? I think it would be very helpful.
Anybody else have a question on at this time on this proposed order? We've got two more months to,
yes,
to question this, haven't we, Counselor? I mean, this is the first reading, and we probably won't read the next time, but we'll refer to it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Next item I have on the list, special reports. Just hearing you're standing up, you haven't got a special report, have you?
No, sir. I'm just doing the set.
I didn't want to overlook you now.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I would have one request.
All right.
I appreciate the great discussion we had tonight. And I certainly know that it's in your prerogative to veto ordinances. The referendum, again, can't be vetoed, but I would request that especially seeing that, that there was a veto-proof majority that voted for that ordinance, that you not veto that. So just a request.
That entered my mind.
Thank you, sir.
That entered my mind.
Thank you, sir, very much.
I do. Everybody's saying, where do you stand on all this stuff? I'm standing on that. There's some things that are sacred, some things are not. But anyway, that's... Please thank y'all for being here. I don't know of any appointments right now. There's some out for the two positions at South Hill Fire Department. I'm not sure what other... Oh, the EQ board now is out. It's out. It won't be back till some later time. This time, no appointments. Anybody have anything else come before this court and court? I'm make the announcement again. September 11th, Hogan Road, 911 tribute. Sponsored by the American Legion and I think there's one other group. I don't know, disabled veterans or something. But if you're available, please support that group.
Just and what time?
It's at 8:30. 8:30. Then, again, I'll make this announcement on this Friday at 3 o'clock. In this courtroom will be a draw for ballot positions. In other words, how on the ballot. My part of this is done. I'm only done.
Bill. Well, congratulations. I'm a team, Sandra. I'm running for not
winning. Don't get
your card.